And we now welcome you back out here to the halftime show, coming out here from Wheatley Heights Sports Complex in San Antonio, as the Holy Cross Knights currently leading by a score of 14-0 over the Blanco Panthers. And now we take you down to the field for the Blanco Band performance. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Blanco High School Band going out there and performing to the very best of their ability. I'd say they did a fabulous job there, including with help from three of Blanco High School's own football players. Number 17, Tristan Suarez, along with number 52, that is Kyle Martinez. And as always, you see good old number 68, Will Adams. As I just want to take a little bit of time now to check around what's going on. I know it's a Thursday night game, as we got about 13 minutes left to go in this halftime period before we get to see the second half of action be played out here between Blanco and the Holy Cross Knights. As you see, the Blanco side of the seats not necessarily filled up to capacity. In fact, it's a little bit scattershot, if you will. But again, it's a Thursday night game, and people got to get up and go to work in the morning. It's not the same if it was a Friday night show. And of course, next week, this is the only Thursday night game of the year for the Blanco Panthers, and thus far, it's an improved effort, I should say, at least defensively, compared to what was going on last week versus the Canyon Lake Hawks, who had a 24-0 lead, that I remember correctly, going on here in that first half of play. Last week to open the season, Canyon Lake got off to a huge jump, and while the score does read 14-0, Holy Cross, as stated, the Panthers have had plenty of opportunities, and for some brief moments have been able to jump on them, including Kelby Cox getting an interception off of a desperation throw under pressure, in which case a great job to the defensive line of Blanco to put Salas under pressure and force him to kind of run around loosey-goosey for a good chunk of that first half. And even when he has been able to stand in pocket, Gibby Salas has not been able to connect with his receivers, either because receivers like Joseph Dossie are having trouble making catches or he's missing them over the target and is trying to make up for it by doing everything else that has not been going according to plan, as I believe And I can't keep track of it here. 4 tackles for loss for the Blanco Panthers compared to last week when they weren't able to really get much behind that offensive line that Canyon Lake was sporting. It's definitely been a much better effort. And again, it's not out of the questions yet to say that this team cannot make a comeback, currently down just 14-0 here for the Blanco Panthers. It has been a sweet old setting stone, as we now see here. Maybe we got a little bit of time. Maybe we don't. But just going around, what else is going on? Again, only one other team playing that is being covered on this Sun Radio Sports Network. A sister broadcast currently out there at Crockett High School, watching Gonzalez High School, the Apaches, with 2:28 to go in the first quarter, currently trailing the Crockett High School Cougars by a score of 8-0. One can only imagine just necessarily how that score became 8-0 and looks similar to a Major League Baseball game that isn't very interesting to state. And for the most part, the Blanco Panthers are doing a good job, other than 2 turnovers that really could have been avoided. Has not been the easiest thing to watch. The Blanco Panthers now with, if I'm counting right, 6 total turnovers on the season, with most of them, I believe, coming by way, 5 of them coming by way of the fumble recovery that has been dealt with and taken back by a number of occasions. As again, this entire game has seen Blanco kind of spoil their opportunities and reap what they sow for giving up these great field positions. Again, that's the main reason that the Holy Cross Knights were able to get that great starting position on their very first drive of the game, because they got a very fantastic return from the kicking team that put them, in fact, on top of their own 32. And then 3 short plays later, it's a 28-yard touchdown pass from Gibby Salas to Andres Ortiz. But still, one cannot deny that everything seems to be going according to plan. As we take a look at some of the other games that will be listed on the docket for the future, all of them playing tomorrow night on their usual Friday night light show, it is Florence High School. The Buffaloes will be out at Jarrell High School at Cougar Field to take on the Cougars tomorrow at 7:30. All these games, of course, starting at 7:30. While we see Johnson City will have a tough task of hosting the number 5 ranked 3A team in the state, the Mason High School Punchers, if that was ever a fitting name, out in Eagles Field, playing tomorrow night as well. And then, of course, playing home is the Rogers High School Eagles, hosting the Bosqueville High School Bulldogs at Merck Field tomorrow night. Well, we see Comfort High School will be going on the road to try and take one from the Salado High School Eagles. As I never got to do it, but last week, we get a good look at the Week 1 recap. Again, Rogers played just a week ago this Thursday night. The only score we managed to bring up during that broadcast last week, when they lost to the Academy High School Bumblebees by a close 7-6 score, so not a lot of offense there. While we see Johnson City actually led a whooping on Jarrell High School and the Cougars by taking the victory 37-0. So a good victory there to open the season for the Johnson City Eagles. While we saw a battle between the number 5 and number 7 ranked 3A teams in the state last week, with Lexington hosting Mart High School. And, well, the appropriately named Panthers couldn't come up against the Eagles, as it was a final score of 40-38 in favor of the Lexington High School Eagles team. As we now see here, looking down the list, we have Florence High School, the Buffaloes, losing to Rosebud Lott High School and the Cougars by a score of 34-29 just 6 days ago. While we take a look down and see that Comfort High School actually did not fare much better, losing to Lago Vista High School and the Vikings by a score of 30-14. And then, of course, the sister station, the sister broadcast, the opposing broadcast we cover here on Sun Radio Sports Network, is the Gonzalez High School Apaches took home a close one last week by a score of 21-20 over the Orange Grove High School Bulldogs, and are now, of course, having tied up the ball game. Look at that. It's 8-8 between Gonzalez and Crockett High School. So good job there, as we're going to now play a little bit of good music. Don't know what the themes are here, but as you can see, things are not out of the cards yet. And I just want to take some time to soothe y'all with this nice little song by St. Paul and the Broken Bones called Call Me. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more on this halftime progression, as we've got action here from Wheatley Heights Sports Complex with 6:52 remaining in halftime. It is 14-0 Holy Cross for those of you just tuning in. that was a nice little ditty there called Call Me. And quite honestly, I don't want you to call me right now because I'm in the middle of a game, but we're just going to keep things moving right along here as both teams are starting to line up on the opposite ends of the field with both of their contraptions being blown up. The, of course, usual high school affair, the big helmet that both teams love to run through with smoke filling the air and brings a lot of mystery to go about here as we're going to go along with another song that allows us to take advantage of the time we have left. It's about 3:24 remaining here in halftime. We're going to play you off here with Kings of Leon's Waste a Moment off of their album Walls. We will be right back after this little ditty. Here, ladies and gentlemen, as we are about to wrap up the halftime sequence out here. But before we do that, let's take advantage of the little time we got in here to get a couple more sponsors time on the air in and see what we have in store for you. Don't go anywhere. This is Blanco Panthers football out here as a part of the Sun Radio Sports Network coverage.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support for Panther football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season. And by Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And we welcome you back out here. As we're about ready to get this kickoff going here, it'll be Holy Cross sending it the way of the Panthers. As now, 12 minutes, again a new half, ready to begin here. With the score currently reading 14-0 in favor of the Holy Cross Knights out of the TAPS Division II circuit. Obviously coming very highly regarded, as we see on the ranking stat. The Holy Cross Knights are the 6th-ranked private school team in the entire state of Texas and 196th overall in the state of Texas, which, comparing it to the 798th place taken by Blanco, It's a well-deserved spot for the Holy Cross Knights, but Panthers are playing with a little bit of gusto here and are showing that it's not as easy as it has been looking. If you're just tuning in for the scoreboard, as now the kick is going to be flied in the air. That one put on board by number 28 and waiting to return is going to be a nice duck move by Trish as he gets himself on his way to the 38-yard line. So a good return of over 15 on the carry. Keeps himself tightly contested as the kick was put up in the air by Luke Converse, a freshman. Would you look at that? They have freshmen on this squad. Huh. I was a little bit surprised to hear that, but I'm sure you were too. So let's just keep things right here where they should be going now. From the 39-yard line for Blanco, they're going to open the second half here on offense. As we see Daves and a whole mess of people bunched up on the line for Blanco, and it's going to be handed off to the far side running back, Mr. Cade Phelps, as he's going to be taken down for about a 2-yard gain on the play to make it second down and 8. 11:42 and ticking away, obviously, as Phelps gets going on the run. Of course, Cade led the team in yards per carry last week with 5.3. He only had 4 carries, though, for 21 yards. So maybe it's a little bit of a secret weapon here for Phelps. I thought he would be a big person to try and get involved here, as now we see it's going to be a swing handoff left to the right side. Phelps again on the carry. Might have gained another 2 yards before he is pushed back by a whole mess of Holy Cross Knights, including numbers 24, Joseph Rivera, and number 90, Big Richard Orta. A junior, 6 feet tall, 212. Richard Orta helping back up that play and back up Phelps after he gains 2 on the carry and makes it now 3rd down and 7 to go here from the 37-yard line. So now trying to get this one backed in under center. 3 backs behind Coxie, hands off to the middle man. That man on the carry there is Gunnar Granberg, as he will not get the first down. He will get himself across to the 41 and be 3 yards short to make it 4th down. Trying to set it all up here on 4th down. It is 4 yards out on top of the 40, and waiting back to punt this one away will be Kelby Cox. So unfortunately nothing coming out of that drive for the Blanco Panthers, as just the last man to see get off the field was number 50, Matthew Alcala, with Granberg back to protect. As Cox will get this snap, got it up in the air. It's going to be short and bouncing. Left side out on top of the 43 is where they're going to place it. And it will be put down on top of the 42, actually, and that is where the Holy Cross Knights will start. Another relatively good spot to try and get some field position going their way.
First and 10, Holy Cross.
So Holy Cross trying to keep it all together here. Not necessarily the thing you want to be freaking out about if you're a guy like me. But we can't deny the fact that Holy Cross has gotten plenty of great starting field positions on their drives. Is now Ortiz. This was put in motion before the handoff goes for Olivares up the left side. He gains about 3 on the play before he's taken down on the 45 by Toby Treesh and Peyton Van Dyke. So make it 2nd down and 7 to go here from the 45-yard line, just on top of the G that spells out Wheatley Heights. Yes, I did take an English class back in high school, and I do not regret it. Obviously, you need to have good skills like that to go through and make it to the next level, which is college. Not the next level athletically, because that window closed for me the minute I decided to hate sports, as now Olivares gets stopped by his own lineman trying to get himself a magnificent turn after he was blocked up at the middle, trying to go on a flat route through the right side. Instead, spins a couple times and gets himself in pretty close range to make it now 3rd down, and from the way it seems, 3 on the play remaining here for Holy Cross to come and get, as the center, number 71, Jacob Tovar, gets on top of it, and in the gun is Salas, with Gonzalez playing the slot and getting an early motion. He'll fire it, get it tipped, and it is dropped through the reaching arms of Tristan Fortner. That ball was up in the air in a moment, and Fortner dived on it but could not make the interception happen. So Salas, man, that is now 4 times, if I can count right, that Salas has nearly been picked off. But unfortunately, there's an old adage that my dad loves to use, that you play defense because you can't play receiver. And while Blanco certainly has plenty of guys playing two ways, the defensive mindset is certainly creeping through the hands of all this opportunity being back on their way. But still, waiting back now to take the snap and then punt in the air will be Mr. Jamie Ramirez. And look at that. They're going to rush it through on a fake play. And they do get the first down. A great trick gets A.J. Barrera going across and getting him on top of it to the 47 or 48. He just got enough of it for the first down. So a great, great play as Barrera playing the first man behind the line to try and protect ends up taking it himself and diving across and getting the first down by about, man, that's really, really close, about a few centimeters. So just barely on top of it now on the 48. It'll be a first down for Holy Cross after the fake punt play gets them what they need, and Salas takes the snap. Has protection up the middle and plenty of time firing right side. Looks like he overthrew his receiver. The pass was intended for Andres Ortiz, and it does not go over his head, incomplete. So while Ortiz did get out ahead of the secondary coverage, it will not lead to anything more than an incompletion in a second down and 10 situation coming here from the 48-yard line. So Salas just a little bit too much mustard on that last hot dog now. Gets the signal, gets back to the line. As Gonzalez Ortiz over in the slot, now put in motion behind the line. He moves left. Handoff is going to go across the left side. Lara taking a long wide run, trying to get himself about four.
25, Ethan Lara.
Gains him. Ethan Lara on the carry, about 4 yards on the play. Maybe three, if I'm being correct, but it's, yep, it will be three on the 45. So now we're going to make it here. Third and seven for the Knights here. So now here comes the snap from the 45 in the gun. Salas standing back. Has plenty of time. Fires one left side and ends up throwing it incomplete. No flags on the field. So incomplete pass there. And Salas now having missed his last two opportunities to connect with Andres Ortiz. We see both sides now getting ready for the full switch. Good job by Blanco to keep the receiving options out of the way and prevent anything to come over the top. Courtesy of that great arm by Gibby Salas again. He gives Salas the third some time. He's only a sophomore. Certainly has plenty of time to develop into a great quarterback for the Holy Cross Knights, as now we see Ramirez punted in the air, waiting to return back is Fortner, and he's going to let it drop and watch that one go bouncing as it is saved on top of the end zone marker and put down on the 5-yard line, as we saw a great swing jumping on the ball over the top of the end zone was number 14, Roman Onelas, whatever his name is, but great job saving it on the bounce of the edge. And the only thing I can characterize as frustration for the Blanco Panthers coaches right next to me in Fortner's decision to let that ball bounce, a questionable one at that, as you see it's saved and put down on top of the 5-yard line. This is where Blanco's going to have to start their drive. Not going to be easy, to say the least. And still trying to chip into the score. 7:36 to go in the third quarter. It is 14-0 Holy Cross with Blanco starting their drive on their own 5. See two backs lined up on the side here with Cox. Van Dyke playing in the near side in the slot as it's a handoff up the middle with a couple steps by Jet Hood before he's tripped up by the body of his own teammate Toby Treesh. Does put that chip up on the board and now makes it a 5-yard gain to put Blanco on the 10 and at least keep them out of the threat of being put down in the end zone for safety, as we see Sebastian Flores checking into the game.
Second and about 5.
Yes, yeah, second and about 5 is right, as Flores is going to go out and play the far side across from the 10. Be taken up here by number 14, Roman Onelas. He's under center. Cox, handoff, sweeping up the middle. It was a big bully diving run by Jet Hood. And it looks like he gains 4 on the play to make it 3rd down and 1. And yes, sir, it will be on the 13, actually. But still, 3rd down and 2 here for the Panthers to go with 6:44 and ticking here in the third quarter. Counting down as we see Zach Rogers is going to be checked right back in quickly. Blanco trying to keep the defense offset. Well, for the defense, number 99, Carlos Trevino checks back in to play nose tackle up the middle and try and force something here. It's now 3rd and 2 from the 13. Under center is Cox. Handing off to his halfback Hood, who breaks in, gets the first down, and is taken down on the 18. So make that one a 4-yard gainer and a first down marker made, as Judd Hood doing it all by himself with a couple of runs up the middle off tackle through the zeros. didn't need any help on that play, had all the carries he needed, and makes it a first down to go here. So I'm trying to see where the ball was placed, and it is placed on the 17 or the... No, I was right. It was the 18. So keeping that one in the correction, as we see out in the slot is Treish, and it was going to be an attempted run up the middle again by Hood, but it looks to be false start against Blanco. So that's going to be taken back 5 yards and make it first down and 15. Going now from the 13-yard line, Blanco not helping themselves there. But compared to last week when all of the offensive penalties went against Blanco, it seemed, going up against Canyon Lake, this is a much better disciplined ball club than what was going on a week ago up in Fisher, Texas. You see Zach Rogers quickly back in the huddle, now moves himself out to the near side to play on the 10. With Cox under center, Hood is halfback, as now it's going to be a handoff instead to Treish as he goes to the left side. Keeps himself dancing on his way over here. Let's see where that goes. It's going to be putting him down 2nd and 9 on the play. So a good run there, putting him on the 19, 6-yard gain there by Toby Treish as he takes a counter run through the left side. And now quickly back in the ballgame is number 2, Chris Ostigan. As the defense still stands with number 22, Jamie Ramirez, playing as a smaller safety option. Number 44, we got Andy Gomez. Again, the longest safety out there, of course, A.J. Barrera playing the farthest back as Treish takes it through the left side, gets a great block, courtesy of number 63. That was a fantastic block there by Griffin Weirden. That allows Treish to take it all the way up to the 25-yard line and now make it 3rd down. And about 2 yards away, another 3rd down in short situation as Zach Rogers gets the play call from the sideline and marches it back to Kelby Cox and the huddle. But a great block there by Weirden, getting A.J. Barrera off of the case. Getting a couple nods from the coaches. Yeah, that was a pretty good play, wouldn't you say? It's now Cox under center. Going to be handing off up the middle, and that's Hood breaking it. And breaking forward on his way to the 31, making another 1st down, courtesy of jumping Jet Hood, as he goes straight up the gut of Holy Cross's defense and sends them going lights out as, yep, that's the kind of action you'd hope to expect, a timeout call on the field. So don't go anywhere. It'll be a 1st and 10 from the 31-yard line. And maybe we won't have to go anywhere again. Both these teams like to play pretty fast and waste little time in getting this out on the field, as we see Kalija making his way back out on the field. Kalija Michael subbing in for number 42, Baron Rivas. While we see a full defensive line set with plenty of promising prospects. Number 99, we got Carlos Trevino. We got number 90, Richard Orta. While playing on the inside defensive end spot, towards the weak side, if you will, the blind side of Kelby Cox, Leah Michael and company. Or Collegiate Michael and company. I got to get that name right. It's now a handoff through the middle. Going to be taken by who else? Jet Hood. Maybe not gaining much. Maybe 2 yards on the carry to the 33. Hood definitely making it work here, as it's now 2nd down with 3:45 to go in the 3rd quarter. And the score is still 14-0 in favor of the Holy Cross Knights. But the Blanco Panthers, knowing that they still got plenty of time, are opting to go for the slower middle run plays on this game, and are certainly doing a fantastic job in managing the clock and maybe wearing it down to where things could get pretty interesting. As now, quickly, 2nd down and 8. It's going to be play action and a rush. Orta Cox throwing it over the left side, tried to connect long with Daniels as a flag is going to be thrown. Chasing Daniels on that play was Josh Centeno. And now let's see here. The refs getting together, trying to sort out the call. And a lot of fans over on the Holy Cross side not necessarily enjoying what they think is going to be a call going against the Holy Cross Knights. And, yep, looks like that's what it exactly will be. So you see a flag will be thrown and the ball placed down on the 41-yard line, a pass interference call. 10 yards automatic first down as Centeno apparently called for pass interference, disrupting what was an outer sideline slant route by Aaron Daniels, as we now see Treish move to the far side, playing wide, him and Van Dyke representing the sole receivers out there away from the line. And a whole mess mixing, as now we see it's a carry for Hood that is going to be covered pretty quickly there by guess who? Number 55, that is Centeno. Making up for that pass interference call and putting him back a yard. Now on the 40, it's second down and 11 for the Blanco Panthers after he saw the defensive line shift quickly with 2:45 here to go. Caught Blanco off guard. In fact, so quick they couldn't even make an audible call. And now 2:40 remaining, 14-0 score. Holy Cross leading out here at the Wheatley Heights Sports Complex in San Antonio. It's under center. It's going to be Cox putting Fortner in motion. It's play action. Rushing right side, the throw is a diving catch made by Toby Treesh. First of its kind we've seen in today's game from either side. And Treesh, a fantastic grab, putting him down now on the 47-yard line. They have to get to the 49 in Holy Cross territory to get the first down. So about 4 yards away here on third and four for the Blanco Panthers. As we see, Ostigen is checked back in, bringing the play call with him. And the clock's still going, obviously. Now under 2 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. And, of course, the score remains 14-0. Holy Cross with Blanco with a slow but effective offensive drive. Maybe getting onto something as we see the entire left side is stacked for Treesh to go outside on the edge. Push himself. And it looks like he won't get much farther than 2 yards back of a first down or maybe even one. So it'll be a fourth down and short situation as the tackle was brought in and chased down on a wonderful outer edge cutoff by A.J. Barrera and, of course, number nine. That was Adrian Flores on the chase, taking Treesh back, and now it looks like it's going to be spotted on the 49-yard line. So it'll be fourth down and two. And look at this. Blanco is going for it. As Cox under center. Hood in the backfield. And a tight coverage. And look at that. Hood is not going to get anywhere but take him back to the 45. And that'll be a turnover on downs. As I do admire the gutsy call by Blanco. But it does not pay off as Hood, the first negative rush he has had to deal with. As Holy Cross counters Hood's ability to run through the middle and the gut by stacking the entire box full of defensive backs and everything else. So, make it a fourth down turnover here for the Blanco Panthers. That is now going to make it first down on the 47-yard line for the Holy Cross Knights. In Blanco territory, another great starting field position as Salas, back in the gun, has three receivers forming a semi-U and throws a screen pass over to Gonzalez as he cuts in. Is taken down on the trip by Jet Hood and Tristan Fortner, and a flag is going to be thrown. As let's see this. Flag is on the play, and it was thrown down just ahead of the 40 on the 38. Did not happen immediately, so maybe it was going to go against the defense. So let's see here. Oh, would you look at that. Ref is taking the ball back, and he is measuring his steps now, putting them back on the 48. A penalty going against Holy Cross. Once again, not necessarily the kind of effect you want to get. A legal block in the back is what the call will be. So, a wasted chance there on what was a pretty good offensive play taken up on the outer routes. But here's the handoff. Oliveris getting a block initially from number 76. That is Damian Hernandez setting a good block and putting them at least back in their own range now on the 46 or 45-yard line. It will be the 45-yard line, so great gain on the play. Still has a bit of a ways to go here. It's going to be second down with 10 seconds remaining here. About 7 seconds to go. They're going to try and get this last play off as Salas, the quick shotgun snap. A spin throw from the middle. It's going to be a short screen pass completed. And look at Lara go. Out of bounds on the 31. That will be a first down as the third quarter comes to an end. The score still reads 14-0. Holy Cross, with only one 12-minute period left to play, Blanco is trying to fight for survival and make this comeback happen. They've only got 12 minutes left to do it as the score currently 14-0 in favor of the Knights. And just want to keep sending out a reminder to any local business owners that would like to help sponsor and support these Blanco broadcasts out here on the Sun Radio Sports Network and BlancoRadio.com, along with 88.9 FM from Johnson City and 106.9 in Fredericksburg. Just give our office a call to find out more information about what you can do by calling 512-965-9969, as it's a great way to get your message out to the Blanco community. I mean, just look at all the sponsors we got. Definitely a lot of great local people and a lot of close-by people helping out and supporting these Blanco Panther football broadcasts. With Dirt Works, Remax Genesis, including, as always, Waymond and Jane Lightfoot from Remax, along with Lone Star Capital Bank, Old 300 Barbecue, and the Peterson Tire Exhibit. And now we are ready to get this one back in order as we see a shift to the other side of the field, of course, with each quarter of play passing. That's exactly what they're going to have to do. As we now see, it'll be on the right side of the field facing me going here from the 34-yard line. It was a first down gain the last time.
Start of the fourth quarter, first and 10 for holding cross, balls on the 34-yard line.
As you saw Lara take advantage of a great screen and now get the handoff over to number 23, Jonathan Hernandez, who could not come up with a play. He is going to be down by Daniels and Phelps. Put him back now at about second and 11, or close to second and 12. So 2 yard or 3 yard loss on that play.
Brings up second and 12 for Holy Cross.
Yep, make it second and 12. Still, great job there by Blanco's defensive line to get to it quickly, including the safeties now stacking the box. It's a full coverage on the right side, as now we see it's going to be a throw up the field that is picked off by Van Dyke. A flag was thrown, but Van Dyke gets the interception and jumps his way to the 32. And let's see here, refs blowing their whistle. There is a flag on the play, so let's see if this has any effect on what Van Dyke just did. All I saw was a hand signal by the ref. As you see here, it will be still held as an interception. Second one of the day off of Salas as he tries to chuck one up the middle and ends up getting picked off by Peyton Van Dyke. Peyton Van Dyke, of course, sporting an incredible 6'2" frame. Only weighs in at about 165 pounds, so you can classify him as like a tree, but he's definitely got himself a lot of up and up after making that impressive defensive play. And now, with 11:22 remaining in the game, the score currently a 14-0 shutout. Blanco, of course, having not scored through their first 7 quarters of play, trying to make it a difference here in their eighth. It's now put in motion. Watch this, the flags come out quickly as it was going to be an attempted sneak handoff up the middle. Didn't gain anything much, did Granberg. And it will be an illegal substitution going against Blanco. So that's going to take away from that interception, put them a little bit back. Not take away from the interception, excuse me. But it will take them a little bit back here and make it now first down and 15 to go here from the 26-yard line. Of course, Zach Rogers now checking in, brings the play with him and tells it to the quarterback, Kelby Cox, as he now makes his way out to play on the near side across from the 30. He's guarded by Ornelas. It's now under center. Cox puts Fortner in motion to the right side and will take it and give it off to Granberg as he sneaks up for about 2 yards on the carry and makes it what looks now to be a second down and 12, actually. So, Holy Cross trying to keep this long situation go for him as Ostigan is checked back in and brings the play with him. Can only stress the similarity and always subbing out the receivers and bringing in. They're serving more as play callers or play informers. It's now quickly, slowly but steady, Cox standing tall behind his center, Chance Horton, has Granberg in the backfield along with Phelps. And now steps up and is not going to see Rivas come in and nail him. Quarterback sack as Cox was looking to his left and did not see Rivas get around. On the strong side of the play, Baron Rivas with the second sack of the game here against Kelby Cox. Now putting him back about 5 yards. Maybe now to the 21-yard line, so make it third down and 20 to go.
Third and 20 for the Panthers.
That is not an easy one to get as they have to get all the way to the 41-yard line. And you can almost bet that they're going to try and pass it. But Holy Cross still standing tall with a pretty close to stacked defensive line as the early start was made, and Cox has to throw one under pressure and ends up throwing it just a little bit out of the fingertips of Cade Phelps, incomplete as the pressure was brought on by Centeno going through the inside gap. He takes Cox and has him throw one off of his heels, and that'll be a fourth down and 20 out. After the penalty and the interception, Holy Cross does a great job at counteracting it by making the Blanco Panthers have to play back on their own situation and end up coughing it up by way of their own set of penalties. And now Cox waiting to get the snap, gets the punt off before Khalija Michael can get to it. And now watching the return get dropped and picked up from the 48. He's got a good room to the right side. Number 23, that is Hernandez, taking it and keeping his feet on his way inside the red zone as he's finally tackled by Cox. Oh, man. A great return there just on top of the 50. Was initially dropped there by Hernandez and might have actually gained him a little bit of time. Man, oh, man, you cannot take away from that play. That was excellent. Nice return now putting Blanco back in their own red zone, trying to defend again off of another great return by the Holy Cross Knights return team, and that makes it so. Now we could face a very real possibility with 9:39 remaining that this 14-0 score might not hold. Might be added on to as Salas takes the shotgun snap and hands off through the right side. A quick jolt of energy is Ethan Lara taking it and making it all the way inside the 10, now onto the 8-yard line. Yeah, that's where it's going to be marked. So a big gain on the play as now sides call timeout. We need a little bit of time to rethink this as we're going to take a quick break as well. Actually, no, we're not. Huh. Man, how many times have I had to correct myself tonight? I will never know. But both sides, just when I think they're about to take a quick break, and so can I, they keep me on my toes here as now Holy Cross from the 8-yard line. First and goal. Snap, Salas in the gun, drops the handoff, is going to get rushed and sacked down on the chase there. Great job by Weirden to come and close him in after Salas could not hand off the ball cleanly and ends up dropping it, picking it up, but the weak side was already exposed. And look at that, Griffin Weirden, the first sack of the game for Blanco. And I think the first one of the season. So great job there to get that one on top off of a bad handoff. We've seen messy plays like that happen kind of regularly in tonight's game, but 14-0 score still with 8:40 remaining in the game in favor of Holy Cross, as now the shotgun snap has Salas looking left, looking up. He's got plenty of time, is going to get rushed towards the left side and now get chased down. A great diving attempt by Weirness. Salas fires on the run and has the pass deflected incomplete in front of the end zone by Jet Hood. Nice defense there to get Salas scrambling, and all the receivers were covered. Too much time to try and take away. So make it third and goal here from way, way back here on the 16-yard line. If they don't get this, it's still a great chance to get the kicking team out there. Now see, it is a timeout here for Holy Cross to try and rethink this. With 16 yards to gain here on third and goal, now we can take that break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Panther Football on 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg and BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Waymond Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season. And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Waymond Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And we are back out here. Going here from the 16-yard line will be Holy Cross in a third and goal situation that has been taken aback by one bad handoff from Gibby Salas. And, well, he paid the price getting sacked on the chase by number 63 and then throwing an incomplete pass that was slapped away by Jet Hood in front of the end zone after he was sent scrambling on the right side and the wrong side. Now play actions it, running back on the 25. He fires left side, looking up, and he just misses Hernandez on the run. A little bit too far ahead of his receiver, and an incomplete pass by Gibby Salas, the third. Makes it now fourth down and goal, and that's going to bring out the kicking team, including Mr. Rudy Flores, to try and put this first field goal attempt of any kind in this game and make it 17-0, Holy Cross. So at least a good job there by the Blanco defense not to give up the touchdown after a wonderful, wonderful starting field position achieved. And then even getting as close as the 8-yard line were Holy Cross. But now back to put this one through the post is going to be Flores, as the snap is held by Barrera and the kick is off. And maybe, oh, it's just short. It was just a little bit too short from Flores. He got a little bit too much of an arc on it and not enough gas. So the field goal is missed, and with 8:13 to go, it's still just a two-score game for Blanco. With 8:13 to go, that could be plenty of time. I don't know. Blanco has to both come up with solid drives, now has to get a little bit quicker on the ball, and has to stop stepping on their own foot with these tough, tough offensive penalties that, while Blanco has not had a lot of them compared to what was going on last week, certainly has gotten them in the worst possible cases and the worst possible situations. So now settling back under center. Going now here from the 20-yard line. Again, Rudy Flores, the kicker, in his first field goal attempt of the game, could not make it. Now it's going to be a right side counter run by Tristan Fortner that does not go for very much. Might have even been taken back for a loss, and yep, sir, that is exactly what it'll be. 1 yard loss on Fortner's carry. As Tristan Fortner led the Panthers last week with 36 rushing yards on only 3 carries. Of course, last season was their primary go-to on the ground, but now setting back here on 2nd and 11 from the 19-yard line. Blanco, with 7:37 remaining in the game, is trying to come up with 2 touchdowns and extend their chances of getting that win, as now the throw is into Ostigan, and he gets himself a good break across the 30 to make it a first down, courtesy of about 21 yards. Actually make it about, let's say, 12. Yeah, 12. So first down on the connection from Cox to Ostigan as he takes a slant route from the left side after playing on the far side near the numbers. We see Van Dyke will check in and bring the play call with him. Serving his role, let's see if they actually try and go to him on a short slant route like they just did with Ostigan. See Daves backing up the left side of the line, trying to protect coverage along with Cale Knoll. 6 feet, 5 inches of him. It's a throw to the short side. Watches Van Dyke get disrupted. And they did try to go to Van Dyke on the short slant route from the right side, but he was absolutely covered to perfection with a physical blow at the very end by number 24, Joseph Rivera, to force that ball to pop out of Van Dyke's hands incomplete, and now Van Dyke will take himself back off the field. After taking a bit of a heavy hit, he's bowed over on the sideline, getting checked out by the coaches to make sure he's okay, and Van Dyke settling himself fine as Ostigan now playing out on top of the 30-0. Under center is Cox. Ooh, watch that. That was an early go, and it looks like it will be going against the offensive line. As we see, that was number 58. Mr. Beck Neverez playing as a right tackle for Blanco on that possession, taking him back for 5 yards on the false start. So now they're going to have to try and replay that one here, as it'll be second down and 15 to go on the 30, trying to get to the 42-yard line. Ball is placed all the way back out here as you see the refs stopping the play. Let's see what we got here. Their ball is on top of the 27 and is now ready to go. Under center, Cox. Wait a second. What are the officials doing out there? Well, they're certainly keeping things a little bit stagnant here with 6:46 to go. Oh, they had to reset the play clock. It was 6:46, and now it's 8:51. So, get a little bit more time. So maybe that'll pay off for the Blanco Panthers later. I certainly hope so. So, while I was a bit confused at first, I'd like to thank the officials as they now add 7 more seconds to it to make it 8:58 remaining in the ball game. We got a whole mess to figure out here. Officials still looking at the game clock on the scoreboard out past the right side of the field. And now they're finally ready to reset and get this offense going here from the 27-yard line. Blanco, no receivers out there. It's all backs. With Fortner playing the wing back, it's going to be a play action and a short throw to Hood. He makes a tackle dodge and ends up sidestepping his way. Put them back at least in closer territory, now making it 2nd and 8 as Jet Hood takes the short play-action roll throw from Kelby Cox and manages to dodge the initial hit that still ends up taking him down to the ground, but not for 5 extra yards on a little bit of a side shimmy there by Jet Hood. He keeps himself quick and carried. 6:30 remaining here. It's now 3rd down and 8 to go here for the Blanco Panthers on top of what is the 33-yard line. Under center, 2 receivers out in Fortner and Van Dyke. Van Dyke playing closer on the right side. Now back in pocket, Cox Shoulder fake is going to run right. Has to get chased away. Fires it up the right side and ends up throwing it out incomplete as we see a flag is going to be thrown. And, yep, they're going to call it on Blanco here as pressure was brought there by number 44, Andy Gomez, as Cox was being scrambled out of the right side of the pocket. And now you can see a couple of the defensive ends for Holy Cross celebrating and enjoying a little bit of a momentum push here that is making it seem more likely with 6:08 remaining in the game that this 14-0 score might look insurmountable to pass at this point for Blanco, but let's exactly wait to see. As we now see back, waiting for the snap will be Cox to punt. Again, Baron Rivas celebrating a little bit after that good stop by the Holy Cross defense as now the punt is going to go towards the left side, stay in bounds, and get picked up here by number 55, Mr. Tristan Lopez, taking the ball up and now putting it down on the 45-yard line. So not much to necessarily gain on that play here. Definitely not the kind of result you were hoping for, as it'll be first and 10 here to go for the Holy Cross Knights as they are slow to get back out on the field. And it'll be a quick time to get a nice little promo in while we come back here with Blanco football coverage.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
And it was perfect timing as the play just started right away, and it was a solid gain of about 7 on the carry there by Mr. Arguello, playing number 89 now, going out to the left side after he gets him 7 yards and puts him on what is the 49-yard line, so make it a 6-yard gain actually. Trying to keep it under control. The snap is handed from Salas to Oliveras as he goes left. Dives. Might be about a yard short before he was taken back on the low grab initially and tried to cut it up there. Griffin Weirden and Toby Treesh both on the case. Keeping Oliveras back. And with 5:08 to go here, it is third down and only 2 remaining to try and pick up here for the Holy Cross Knights, as back in the gun formation, as always, is Gibby Salas. He'll take the snap, stand back, run right, stop, throw right side, and it's a perfect completion. Going there to number 10, that is Jeremy Gonzalez making the catch and taking him out on the right side. A low hit brought about there by Cade Phelps. It'll be a first down on its way to the 43-yard line in Blanco territory. As with 4:41 remaining here in this ball game, Holy Cross trying to hold on to a shutout, and Blanco trying to score for the first time all season. So now it's going to be a handoff through the middle. That is Lara taking it about 2 yards. So make it a second down and 8 coming up here for the Holy Cross Knights. Still, plenty of action to be excited about as it's only a 14-point game. But we are about to hit under 4 minutes to go here in this ball game. As now the big goal will be for the Holy Cross Knights to just hold on to the ball and watch Salas roll right out of pocket, stand up on top of the center field marker. Get chased back by Daniels. Now getting chased back by Lopez, runs right side, staying on his feet. He gets him all the way to the 36-yard line to finish about 3 yards shy of the first down pickup, but a great scramble run there on the edge by Gibby Salas III. Didn't panic after initially being met up front by Aaron Daniels, who just could not keep up with Salas on the run. And there was a flag down on the field, so let's see what's going down here. Nothing more than a cheerleader chant. So thank you for supporting that, Holy Cross fans, and thank you, Blanco fans, for journeying all the way down here to San Antonio to support the Panthers, as we see it'll be a holding call going against the offense of Holy Cross, and that's going to take away from, I keep saying it, another great scramble play there. Not another great scramble play, but still a great play regardless. You definitely can't help but feel a little bit bad for all the work that the players in the backfield are doing for Holy Cross's offense, only to see it get spoiled by a holding call. It's now in the gun against Salas. Standing up, plenty of protection. Still being chased to the right side, now turning back towards center between the hash marks. He's going to run forward and get taken down on the low grab there. On the case was number 50, Matthew Alcala. along with Mr. Toby Treish. I swear, Toby's got a motor that can go to the very end of time. As you see, Alcala is being taken out of the ballgame and subbed in here. We see on the field is number 70, Mr. Yeah, Mr. Canyon Braun, I was exactly right, the sophomore. Now going to be playing in the center part of this defensive scheme. Whereas out on the outside, covering the right side of the offensive line is number 55, Tristan Lopez, while we see Cade Phelps, Jet Hood, Peyton Van Dyke, an absolutely loaded defensive backfield with Ostigan playing as a cornerback trying to cover Ortiz.
Holding Holy Cross.
And that'll be holding on Holy Cross.
Third down.
Still third down to go here. They're about 6 yards back of what was the initial line of scrimmage. Is now a throw on the desperation. Watches the pass get dropped there.
Incomplete.
But a flag did come out on the play as the pass was intended to Ethan Lara from Gibby Salas on the trail. But he could not go anywhere with it. As we see, it looks to be another penalty against the Holy Cross offense. Not getting any breaks out here, even as the time ticks down to 3:42 remaining before the clock stops, of course, with a 14-0 lead. And, yep, we see another call go against the Holy Cross offense. It's amazing when you consider all the penalties called against Holy Cross that their only two positive drives have been resulting in touchdowns. So it's not necessarily the Blanco defense the Blanco defense's fault that they're down 14-0. It's just the offense has not been able to answer back, as now the punt is put in the air towards the right side and going to be closed off. On the pickup will be Mr. Trevino, as he picks it up right on top of the 20, and that is where Blanco will start with 3:29 to go here in this first scenario. Pretty much it could be the last chance that the Blanco Panthers could really put some pressure on Holy Cross by getting some sort of score. And that's a little bit of terrifying news to say, as this game is being broadcast with Panthers varsity football out here on KTSN Blowout Johnson City, with broadcasting going on at 88.9 FM, while K295CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg is broadcast off 106.9 while streaming online at BlancoRadio.com and on the Sun Radio app, which is, of course, part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. So now we got that ID in. Ready to go here with 3:29. It's a shotgun snap, and Cox getting chased. Now gets held down and is fully thromboned 5 yards back on a sack there by Mr. Orta. Oy vey, putting him back on the 15-yard line. Cox had his receivers covered down the field and could not come up with anything else. As we see Jed Hood being checked out, with Van Dyke checking back in for Blanco. Waiting to receive the defensive call here. Clock still going as we're about to hit under 3 minutes remaining in this ballgame. And now back in the gun again. Cox, after being sacked, standing on the 10, takes the snap from the 15. Orta was a little bit springy but stays behind the line, as now the catch is made on the right side slant route by Fortner. And it gets him a little bit closer to that first down marker, about to the 24-yard line. So a good 9-yard catch and go as they get him to the 25-yard line. Make it a 10-yard completion from Cox to Tristan Fortner, as that is going to keep the clock ticking, though, with 2:29 remaining in this ball game. Blanco feels like it is starting to run out of time here. But never say never. Anything can happen, though the probability of this happening doesn't look so certain, as in the gun. A quick inside throw, just incomplete, as Barrera could have picked it off but couldn't come up with a play on the inside slot receiver Van Dyke. And so now it is going to be a third down scenario coming up that stops the clock at 2:13. And make it actually a fourth down scenario to try and correct course. As you see here, ready to get this one going off the gears, Cox will be back to punt. And all the way back on the other end of the field will be Mr. Jonathan Hernandez waiting for this serve in the air. Here's the snap. Cox gets it, puts it up. It is just going to get out of bounds on the right side. And from the 47 is where the Holy Cross Knights are going to start this drive. With 2:06 to go in the ballgame, the score is 14-0 in favor of the Knights. You are listening to Blanco Panthers football on 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg. Both teams always keeping me on my toes, love to get out there quick, so we never really get time to go to a break. Certainly giving me a nice test out here today. As we see here in the gun, standing from the 48 snap, it's a handoff. Through the right side, Lara with a big hole and a lot of time carries that one from the 48 on to the 42, so a good 6-yard gain on the play. Now making it here, a second down, and with about 4 yards to go, make it second down and 5. There's a minute 44 and counting remaining here in this ball game. And now Phelps playing the outside. Gets one-on-one, and Lara going left side. Tries to break in. Almost got stripped by Van Dyke, but holds on as he is tackled down by Weirden and Lopez, but can't come up with anything else. It'll still be a first down carried here. Lara with a couple of great gains. Lara, not the tallest guy in the world on this team, standing only 5'6", but certainly packs a lot of spunk. Now Salas, watch this. That is looking to be a false start against the offense. Going against the left tackle on that side. Number 53, a captain, a senior by the name of Chris Silva. Now putting him back on the 40. This one looks to be... yeah, about 14 yards to go before they can get another first down. They have to get it all the way to the 25. Make it about 15 yards to get, as now it's a short side pass. Going to Gonzalez. He's going to try and cut out. Gets away from a tackle. Keeps running. Got a block up front from Lara and gets them all the way to the 15. So never mind that. He gets the first down and 10 more. Tackles were made by Treish and Ostigan, but a great carry there. As you can sense, this game is starting to wind up nicely with 49 seconds to go. Running back in to check in for Braun is number 58. That is Beck Neverez. Now coming in quickly. And still 40 seconds remaining and counting in this ball game. And from the 15, Holy Cross trying to get this one quick. Only one receiver out on the left side on the hash marks. It's a handoff taken through the left side. Look at him go. It's Ramirez to the end zone. Just past Fortner on the edge across the pylon. That's a touchdown. And Jamie Ramirez getting himself on board. Makes it now 20-0 Knights with 27 seconds. That is going to be a nice cherry on top of this sweet Sunday for the Holy Cross team. As for Blanco, it's going to be another sour reminder that 2 weeks in a row now the Panthers are facing a shutout loss against them. Not the kind of start you want to have to the season where the offense is struggling the way it is. As now Flores waits for the snap. Puts the lefty kick up in the air and gets it through as a flag is going to be thrown. But the fans don't care. That kick on the PAT makes it 21-0. Or so it may seem. And let's see here what's going down on the other side of that whistle. They still have not added on that extra point to the game clock, to the game score. And now they're just going to leave it where it shall. It's still going to be 21-0, Holy Cross. As we look here, up on the board, not the kind of way you want to go out for Blanco for the second straight week, unless they get an incredible return on this next kickoff, are going to be shut out. And for a team that has probably not felt that feeling at any time in recent memory, let alone in probably these last 4 to 5 years, this will be the first time that I've seen, based off my past research, that Blanco is going to get shut out in back-to-back games. It's definitely the first time in a while, and not the greatest way to start off head coach Bill Tesh's introduction to his era of Blanco football, with his team failing to score now through all 8 of their quarters of play to start the season. As again, you got to give credit to the Holy Cross Knights, who while they suffered a pretty reckless time in terms of penalties on their favor, still managed to hold it down defensively, at least when things got a little bit chippy and a little close, and the offense of Blanco suffering from some pretty tough penalties, not going to get anything in their favor, as now we see Flores ready to take this one back here. Standing tall with 27 seconds remaining in the game, a running start, and Flores puts that one, a sharp kick, up and picked up by Fortner. He's still trying to pick it up and finally does so as he is going to be taken down by Centeno just inside the 20. And that's going to stop the clock at 21 seconds to go. First and 10, Panthers are going to give it a go. And the only play you can really see, Blanco trying to pull with 21 seconds remaining and probably no stopping on the clock unless the pass is thrown incomplete, obviously, will be to see if they can go for a long one, a Hail Mary, or Hail Mercy. Have mercy, indeed, as we see Van Dyke taken out to the 20, him and Fortner and Trish playing a three-receiver side on the far side of the field near the 20 on top of it, actually, as Cox in the gun with Hood protecting him. Now fires, going deep down the center of the field to Daniels, and it'll be overthrown incomplete. As now we see Daniels coming up limping on what was a fly route up the very middle of the field. And he is going to take a slow walk over to the sideline. Might have accidentally stepped on, or maybe he's landed on one of his feet wrong as he comes up a little wobbled, but still has enough strength to take himself off the field now with 14 seconds to go. 21 to nothing, Holy Cross. As back in the gun again, we see Van Dyke, the only receiver on the far side. Austin playing in the slot. It's the snap. Cox looking over. Plenty of protection. Fires in the middle. Has it tipped. Incomplete. Good hand there. Taken down by Mr. Ramirez, who's had a pretty effective day, you could say, for Holy Cross. But that last touchdown being the piece de resistance. It's 8 seconds to go. Another incomplete pass from Cox, who's just trying to come up with anything and throw around ideas at this point. 8 seconds remaining. 21 to nothing, Holy Cross. And for the second straight week, unless we see some sort of miracle play here, Blanco Panthers are going to be shut out. So through their first 8 quarters of play in 2017, have not scored yet. The snap juggled and held together by Cox. Now he fires one left side going long to Van Dyke, and he overthrows him. As we see, that's going to stop the clock at just 1 second, so we will have time to see one more play as three straight incompletions and now make it fourth down and 10. Obviously, they're not going to bring out the kicking team. What else do they have to go for? So, if you're listening at home, maybe a little bit of willpower and we'll see something spectacular with only a second of time remaining. Blanco's definitely not going to win this game. That would take something that would never even be possible. It would be impossible, honestly, to say. As you see the crowd starting to make their way standing up, ready to cheer on Holy Cross for a well-deserved victory, while Blanco's side of things don't look very pleased. Still sitting in the same areas they were covering, as now this will be the last play, and Cox, running out of pocket, is going to scramble, take it right side, step up, fire up the field, and complete it with Ostigan, who is hammered down by Ramirez on a nice shoulder sideways. And Ostigan on the very last play of the game, incomplete pass that was forced out of his hands by a hard hit from Ramirez, and Ostigan is down and being looked at by the entire Blanco team. As that is the game, folks, 21 to nothing is the final score in favor of the Knights, as you see Ostigan trying to keep himself together. And that is going to be one sad way to put an end to this game out here, as through 2 weeks of play, the Blanco Panthers have not come up with a score yet. And we'll finish this one now, having lost the game 21 to nothing. Holy Cross puts together a great performance with some pretty staunch defense and what was a real different kind of game that really didn't have any true standout moments. It had a few owie moments, if you would say, but not really a whole lot of incredible creativity on both sides. Just solid play. Definitely solid play indeed, and that'll give us plenty of time to take a couple minutes on this break here, and then we'll be back to wrap things up here in the postgame show as you're listening to Blanco Radio coverage of Panthers football. As the final score reading here from down in San Antonio is going to be 21 to nothing in favor of the Holy Cross Knights, as now we see both teams meeting on the field for a group prayer. And of course, the Holy Cross Knights, being from a private school, definitely are going to bring a little bit of something special to this one here. But we will be right back after this break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Panthers football. Our coverage is part of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for tonight's Blanco Panther football broadcast comes from Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56. Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers in a great 2017 season. Go Panthers! And by Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56. Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers and a great 2017 season. Go Panthers!
Support for Panther football comes from Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858. And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
So as we listen to the Blanco Panthers fight song play us out here, I'm Riley Chestnut, ready to get this post-game show started, as it was another tough week for the Blanco Panthers, failing to score for the second straight week in a row to start the season. As both teams' men in the center of the field got their group prayer completed, now the Holy Cross players holding up their gold helmets. Again, uniforms look very much like that of famous college independent team Notre Dame, as the Blanco Panthers came out today playing in their road whites. At least it is the road, and it is their white uniforms, with the lettering and the numbers on the back standing with a stark blue, whereas they had the blue pattern on their sleeves on the side and golden or yellow-colored lettering. But it wasn't the kind of result we were hoping to see for those of you Blanco fans tuned in, and I wish I could have had something there to tell you, but the reality being that Blanco came up a bit short today. Another shutout loss to start off the year for the second time in a row. It's probably been a good fortnight and a quarter, or four score, and so many years ago since Blanco has opened the season with back-to-back shutout losses. Definitely not something you want to take lightly, but something you can definitely move past as well. The defense did come to play pretty well, and other than that very last edge run to the end zone by Jamie Ramirez that put a score on the board for the Holy Cross Knights with only 27 seconds to go, the defense for Blanco was playing pretty well, even coming up with two sacks over the course of this game, which compared to last week where didn't look like they could get over any of those big offensive linemen that the Canyon Lake Hawks were sporting, you definitely got to give credit to the way Blanco's defense came out and played intense today. They definitely had their opportunities, but it seemed like every single chance or most chances they got to get a good drive together were once again ended by a bad handoff, a fumble, which early in the first half, Blanco had two of them in relatively quick succession, so a great job in the second half to control the pace there, but still couldn't come up with anything at the very end of it all. Another big key for the Holy Cross Knights in this victory was great starting field position, and while it only turned into three touchdown drives, and there was a field goal attempt out on the field by Mr. Rudy Flores, but he ended up finishing a little bit short as he had to kick it out from about 30-plus yards away. And, well, the way he kicks it, he gets a lot of loft, but doesn't necessarily get enough power on top of that heat-seeking missile. Still, definitely something that can be corrected and, well, something that can be definitely moved past as, well, Blanco has not opened the season exactly perfect. In fact, very far from it, still looking to score their first points of the season going into next week's game, which they've got 8 days to prepare for. So they get a full week of practice, and maybe that'll be a difference as they will be traveling down to Pearsall, Texas, to try and take on the Mavericks out on the road for the third straight week. before week four will finally bring salvation and a home crowd feel for the Blanco Panthers when they will return home to Blanco in week four to host the Randolph High School Rohawks. But again, don't forget to tune in next week on September, if I'm counting right, 15th, yes sir, at 7.05 p.m. As today's game got off to a really early start due to Holy Cross's scheduling, they started their games and all their games at 7 o'clock after I looked on their schedule. Maybe a little bit of different timing for the TAPS Association, but still. Now is a good time as we can check to see what's going on around the rest of the division here. So, let's see what we got. Score still reading at halftime for the Gonzales High School Apaches, a team covered on the Sun Radio Sports Network again. They're leading the Crockett High School Cougars at halftime by a score of 18-14, so great job by Gonzales holding it down on the other front. Whereas again, I remind you that tomorrow night will be when all the division rivals, the conference rivals for the Blanco Panthers, will be playing, with Florence High School traveling out to Jarrell High School to take on the Cougars after the Cougars were beaten down by Johnson City in week one, 37-0. They'll be playing host out here. Whereas we then see Johnson City will be hosting the fifth-ranked 3A team in the state, the Mason High School Punchers, out at Eagle Field. And the Rogers High School Eagles will also be hosting the Bosqueville High School Bulldogs out at Merkfield tomorrow at 7:30, while Comfort will be traveling out to Salado to take on the Eagles at 7:30 with that start time from Eagle Stadium, whereas the number fifth-ranked Lexington High School Eagles will be taking on Thorndale High School on the road tomorrow at Bulldog Stadium. But again, the final score from tonight's game reads as a disappointing but still very well-deserved 21-0 shutout win for the Holy Cross Knights. Blanco will try and get themselves together and avoid going 0-3 to start the season for the second straight year in a row. And if that were be the case, May will have a bit of deja vu, and for the first home game of the year, Randolph will serve as the first victory of the season for the Blanco Panthers. But other than that, I really got nothing else for you in this postgame show. I thank you so much for tuning in and sticking with me as I had to play play-by-play, color, and producer in tonight's game, and I know it was not perfect, and I know it will definitely be great to have Adam back for next week's game. We got 8 days till you get to hear me and him go at each other again and bring you another great day of Friday night high school football and another week of Blanco Panthers high school coverage. I thank you very much, and I hope to see more of you next week as Blanco will be traveling out to Pearsall, Texas, very far down away from San Antonio, very far away from where we station in San Marcos and in Austin, to take on the Pearsall High School Mavericks. So don't forget to tune in next week on September 15th on Friday at 7:05 as the Panthers will be playing Pearsall, and you can hear all the action right here on Blanco Radio. Thank you so much, and may you have a very, very good night.
You've been listening to Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
me this away, but I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Don't you come back no more.
What you said?